All right. Once again, we are excited to have Sister Courtney Saylor speaking to us this morning on our morning manna devotion. We greatly appreciate Sister Courtney Saylor. And I can personally say that because we've worked with Sister Courtney for a number of years now, and she truly, genuinely has a heart for kids and just a heart for souls in general. She is a great blessing. Sister Courtney, are you on the line now?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm turning it over to you now, sister. Go right ahead.
I want to thank Pastor and Sister Clark for allowing me to speak to you all today. I count this an honor to speak to such an amazing church. Sorry, I only had 1/4 of my coffee this morning, so I wouldn't talk too fast. But most of all, I want to thank them for their love and support, for how they've handled everything during this time, and for being the best pastor and pastor's wife. Today, I want to talk to you all about For the Love of Unity. The other day, Brother Sid sent a scripture that was so encouraging that I had to go and read the rest of the chapter where it was found. God had been dealing with me about this, but the scripture was just the cherry on top. I am going to be reading from Colossians 3, but don't worry, I'm not talking about the marriage portion. I'm going to be starting at verse number 1 and reading through verse 4 right now. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. This was written to the believer, that's us, the ones who bear his name. Paul was reminding us where we are to be looking. We are to seek after the heavenly things. To set your affections means to pursue after the things of God and the things of his kingdom. Obviously, we are in uncharted territory, and we can't do many of the things we once loved or what we once valued in our life here on earth. And during this time, this scripture is such a great reminder to change our focus. This is where we will find our joy. When we are baptized, we die out to the old man and put on the new man. Our life then becomes serving him. We are to put our old life, or we are to put our whole life in him and his kingdom. When we look to his coming, we no longer have to fear what we will miss out on in this life. We are living for a bigger purpose. What an encouragement this is. On your own, you can definitely go and read verses 5 through 11 to look at what we need to avoid, what we need to die out to, and what we need to put to death. We are going to verse 12, and we will find the traits that Paul points out for us to emulate. I'm going to read 12 through 15. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. I can't step away from being a teacher, so I'm going to explain the word elect. It means to hold an office or a position in God's kingdom. We are holy and set apart for his purpose. He loves us so dearly. We have to consciously put on these traits. It's not something that comes naturally to all of us. Some of us are meek naturally. Like Sister Clark, I wish I was. I'm not. And some of us have long suffering and just have the patience of a saint, as they say. Some of us don't. And so we have to consciously put on these traits that come from deep within when we're filled with the Holy Ghost. Mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering, forbearing one another, constantly, constantly forgiving. No matter the depth of the offense or hurt, quarrel, we are to forgive and continually forgive one another. Love is an action, and I've I've seen that in this time with our church. Paul was very serious about charity, which is why he echoed love's importance in this chapter. From 1 Corinthians. So Paul talked about charity so much in 1 Corinthians and the importance of love. And obviously, so if you look throughout the Bible, it talks about love so much. But he brought it to our attention again in this chapter. And love is the perfect adhesive that will hold us all together. It's the one thing that can actually do that. Love brings us together in harmony, and God showed us his perfect love by dying on the cross for our sin. So when we're looking for an example of how to love one another, we can definitely look to God for that example. The word that stood out to me in verse 15 was let. We have to allow the peace to rule in our hearts. It's not something that probably comes naturally to most of us. Peace has to rule. So peace is what allows the body to operate. That's when we can operate as one. We must have an attitude of gratitude for each other and be thankful for one another and what each person can offer the church. I'm getting to the part that Brother Sid sent out. It's verse 17, but I'm going to read verse 16 first. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. The word has to dwell or live in us. And I heard Sister Ponce this morning during ladies' prayer talk about the word and prayer being a powerful anchor in our lives. And we have to have the perfect balance. And that is so powerful. We can allow the word to come into our lives when we gather together in small groups or through video chats and just talk about the word and have Bible studies with one another. We can encourage one another in the Psalms. We can send each other scriptures. How powerful it was just having a bad day and someone sent me a scripture. That was so encouraging. These devotionals are definitely something that I am so excited that's going to continue because I enjoy listening. I get my little notebook out every time, and I take notes on what each of you have been teaching, and I have gleaned so much for them. And together we can praise the Lord in song and in the word in unity. Verse 17, this is what Brother Sid sent out. We are to do everything in his name. Those scriptures you send out, the texts you send, the flowers you put on someone's doorstep, the call that you made, the card that you sent, the coffee you left on someone's doorstep, just the time you spend for someone, it does matter because you're doing it in Jesus' name. You are encouraging the body. You are bearing someone's burdens by bringing them joy. I want to encourage you for the love of unity to keep reaching out. Call one another, meet up for an evening walk, go to the church to pray. It matters because it promotes unity. In the beginning of this, I really struggled because I felt like I couldn't do anything for God being, you know, stuck in our home. But after talking to a dear friend, I decided this virus could not stop the church. We are going to see the mighty revival that was promised to Pastor Clark. Souls will be saved, and we are stepping into our elect offices. Maybe even it's a new office for you. And as one, we will, in love and in unity, see this revival. Let's make it a point to let each other know how much we mean to one another. Thank you all so much, and I love each of you and cannot wait to see you on Sunday.
Thank you, Sister Courtney. That was wonderful. That was great this morning. And as Sister Courtney started her scripture text this morning, she read from Colossians, set your affection on things above. And that's something that's been on all of our minds, I know, and that's something that's been on my mind in recent weeks. We need to start putting our focus in the right place, church, our focus in the right place, not things that are temporal, things that are terrestrial, things that are here on earth that are not going to last. So this is a great, great message this morning. Unity and love, we need to have these ingredients in order for us to be successful as a church, as a body, as a group. Once again, thank you, Sister Courtney. This was great this morning. Church, why don't we go ahead and thank the Lord for what we heard this morning. Let's pray together, Lord Jesus. We thank you for Sister Courtney. We thank you, Lord, for this great message, this great devotion that she's given from her heart, Lord God. Allow it to sink into each of our minds, our hearts, and our spirits, Lord God. And help us, Lord God, to focus on the important things, on things above. In the name of Jesus, we ask and we pray. And with that said, church, we want to remind everyone about our evening devotion tonight at 7:15 p.m. We will be hearing from Brother Stephen Mantooth tonight. Praise the Lord. With that said, God bless all of you, and we will see you on this same line later this evening. God bless you all.